Separately Report a Separate Procedure with Confidence by John Verhofchek. This article originally appeared in AAPC's Knowledge Center and is reproduced with permission. Many procedures in the CPT codebook are designed separate procedures, but that doesn't mean you can report those procedures separately in every case. First, you must consider other procedures performed during the same encounter. Separate might not mean what you think it does. You can always identify a designated separate procedure by the inclusion of the phrase "separate procedure" added parenthetically at the end of a code's descriptor. A separate procedure designation identifies a procedure that may be performed independently or as part of a more extensive procedure, depending on the circumstances. CPT surgery guidelines tell us some of the procedures or services listed in the CPT codebook that are commonly carried out as an integral component of a total service or procedure have been identified by the inclusion of the term separate procedure. The codes designated as separate procedure should not be reported in addition to the code for the total procedure or service of which it is considered an integral component. In other words, if a separate procedure is performed during a more extensive procedure in which it typically is included, it is not separately reported. If a separate procedure is performed alone or with another procedure of which it typically is not a part, it may be separately reported. For example, 29830 may be reported by itself to describe a diagnostic scope of the elbow, but is not separately reported or reimbursed with another arthroscopic procedure in the same elbow, such as 29834, arthroscopy, elbow, surgical, with the removal of loose body or foreign body. NCCI is your best guide to bundles. CPT doesn't provide a complete list of codes to which a separate procedure may be bundled, unless you have a full clinical understanding of the procedure performed. How can you know for certain whether a separate procedure is truly separate? The answer is to consult the National Correct Coding Initiative edits, assuming your payer follows these edits, to determine if a designated separate procedure you wish to report triggers any NCCI edits. Encoder products such as AAPC Coder often include NCCI lookup tools, and your billing software may review claims for NCCI code pair edits automatically. The CMS updates NCCI edits quarterly. Always use the most up-to-date version of NCCI when checking for edits. An edit isn't always the end of the line. NCCI edits aren't absolute. Even if a designated separate procedure triggers an NCCI edit, you may still be able to report the service separately if the NCCI code pair edit includes a one modifier indicator. Each NCCI code pair edit includes a modifier indicator. Codes with a zero modifier indicator may never be reported separately. Codes assigned a one modifier indicator may be reported and reimbursed separately from the column 1 code if the second condition also is met. The separate procedure must truly be separate, and that condition must be identified by appending modifier 59, distinct procedural service, to the designated separate procedure code. As outlined in the CPT surgery guidelines, when a procedure or service that is designated as a separate procedure is considered to be unrelated or distinct from other procedure services provided at that time, it may be reported in addition to other procedure services by appending modifier 59 to the specific separate procedure code to indicate that the procedure is not considered to be a component of another procedure, but is a distinct, independent procedure. This may represent a different session, different procedure or surgery, different site or organ system, separate incision-excision, separate lesion, separate injury, or area of injury in extensive injuries. For instance, if you check NCCI, you'll notice that 29830 is bundled to 29834, which is the more extensive service. But a modifier allows you to override the edit and report the diagnostic scope separately under the circumstances described above. The code pair edit includes a one modifier indicator. For example, if the diagnostic scope and the surgical scope were performed in separate elbows, 29830 may be billed separately with modifier 59 appended because it represents a separate anatomical location. You could also apply the appropriate LT, left side, and RT, right side modifiers to both 29830 and 29834 to designate which procedure occurred on which elbow.